This is Malcolm Laycock now inviting you to relax to the music of the Dance Band Days.
Radio 2.
In 1929, Herman Derouski was leading his famous Melody Band, which included both Maurice Elwin and Raymond Newton. Meanwhile, Hollywood produced the film Broadway Babies, and Herman recorded one of the songs in it, Broadway Baby Dolls. Isn't that delightful? Broadway Baby Dolls, Herman Derouski's 1929 recording for both Mr. L. Beck in Swansea and also for Jack and May Shastanoff in Clavering, Norfolk. And thanks again to Ian Horner in Devon for providing us with such a clean copy of it, one of several he's come with for us. Well, quite a while ago, I had a card from Clive Hooley in Croxley Green near Watford, with a photograph on it of a beautiful 1933 Philips mains radio. And Clive asked me to play Jay Wilbur's recording of We'll All Go Riding on a Rainbow, which he says is sure to have us dancing round the living room. Well, it's been languishing in my files because I don't have it. But then I came across this sparkling version by Stanley Burnett leading Madame Tussaud's Dance Orchestra in 1934. And I think it's Dan Donovan fronting the vocal trio. But it'll be Al Foreman's marvellous double bass playing that'll make you want to dance round the living room. definitely a winner from Edison Bell. Madame Tussauds Orchestra with We'll All Go Riding on a Rainbow. Well, from rainbows to sunsets now, with two records on that subject. The first is Lou Stone's Red Sails in the Sunset. Harry Janssen has written to me from IJmuiden in Holland to say that he likes all the British dance bands from before the war, Ray Noble, Roy Fox, Harry Roy, for example, but that he learned to dance just after the war, and this was one of his favourite records. Joe Ferry singing Red Sails in the Sunset with Lou Stone in 1935. The co-composer of that was Jimmy Kennedy, who must have liked sunsets because he also co-wrote The Sunset Trail, and had a little flood of requests for it. There's Mr. F. Roberts in Stockport, who loved cowboy songs when he was a youngster, Bob and Jean Kinniborough in Polmont, Stirlingshire, David Evans in Billericay, Essex, and Mr. R. E. Stafford in Coventry. Here's the Ambrose recording from 1936, and the singer is Jack Cooper with the Rhythm Brothers.
Girl, I used to know, sweet as you can be. Girl, I used to know I missed you. Be looking out for me.
I'm a-riding down the sunset trail, 'cause it's getting near the time for roundup. I'm a-dreaming as I go of a gal I used to know, riding down the sunset trail. Every mile along the sunset trail brings me nearer to familiar faces. I'm a-singing all the way, it's a lovely day today, riding down the sunset trail.
Hey, old snowball, gallop along, gallop along, why did we roam? Hey, old snowball,
gallop along, gallop along, follow your nose for home.
I'm a-riding down the sunset trail, 'cause it's getting near the time for roundup. I'm a-dreaming as I go of a gal I used to know, riding down the sunset trail.
Jack Cooper and the Rhythm Brothers riding down into the sunset on the Sunset Trail with Ambrose. And I'll couple with that record our best wishes to band leader Ken Prewer and his drummer Brownie Lay, who hasn't been too well recently, because Eric Roberts tells me that they like the Ambrose band. Now here's a splendid card, another one for the office wall alongside the 1933 Phillips Maidens radio. It's a picture of Crathers Castle on Royal Deeside. And it comes from Ruby Blackhall, who lives in the beautiful Durris Forest area just up the River Dee from Aberdeen. George Elric has always been Ruby's favourite singer. And you'll be pleased to know that he's in fine form, Ruby. I chatted with him recently at Harry Gold's 90th birthday party, and he said to me, "Oh, Harry, he's just a boy." Well, here's George when he was just a boy with Swing, Swing, Dear Mother-in-Law.
Contagious, swing, swing, dear mother-in-law. Don't stop to powder your nose, just hop away from my toes. You'll get the beat on any floor you set your feet on. Come now, the trumpeter blows. Grandpa taught you the two-step, he was hot stuff. Let us teach you a new step, keep it hot. This is not simple turkey trot style. It's true, dear mother-in-law, that you have rhythm galore. Don't let it wake up when the band begins to break up. Swing now, dear mother-in-law.
Well, that really was a progressive British band for 1937. George Elric's Swing Music Makers playing Swing, Swing, Dear Mother-in-Law, with Harry Lewis in the band, Vera Lynn's husband, playing clarinet and alto sax. I telephoned George last week to ask him about it, and to my surprise, he said that in 1937, he hadn't been listening to any Benny Goodman records, which makes it even more impressive. Well, 2 years later, Harry Roy made a recording which Mr. D. Holdsworth in Warrington would like to hear. Nat Temple, Stanley Black and Ray Ellington were all in Harry's band at this time for one of Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren's ever popular numbers, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby.
Wonderful child, when you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other how. I could see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now.
You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. Into the 40s now, and Giraldo in 1944. At that time, Peter and Aldith Wells were dance hall addicts, and one of their favourite tunes was Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year. And then James Scott in Dundee is a Giraldo fan, and also Jerry singer Johnny Green. So I can successfully put these two requests together.
Thank you.
January and February were never so empty and gray. Tragically, I feel like crying. Without you, my darling, I'm dying. But let's rather put it this way. Spring will be a little late this year, a little late arriving in my lonely world over here. For you have left me, and where is our April of old? You have left me, and winter continues cold, as if to say spring will be a little slow to start, a little slow reviving that music it made in my heart. Yes, time heals all things, so I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that spring will be a little late this year.
Spring will be a little late this year. Johnny Green with Giraldo. And finally this week, Ted Heath, who was playing on that Giraldo record but left 3 days before VE Day, as Geoffrey Butcher reminds us in the sleeve notes of the recent Hep CD of Ted's early recordings. 25 tracks here, including Ring Dem Bells, which Stan Boddison in Birmingham asked for a while back, and also Moto Perpetua, requested by David Fairclough in York. Moto Perpetua won the toss. Toor Perpetua. Ted Heath and his music with Norman Stenfold there on piano, recorded in the Levy Oriol studio in Bond Street in April 1946. Originally issued as by Kenny Baker and his orchestra, and available now on the Hep CD number 52 of Ted Heath, called Listen to My Music, of course. Well, before I move on, in case you weren't with us a couple of weeks ago, I'll mention again that after Easter, starting on Monday the 7th of April, I shall be on the air with the Dance Band Days at the new time of 8 o'clock, or at least after the 8 o'clock news. No other changes. It'll be followed, as usual, by the Big Band Era, but that will now be at 8:30. And obviously, I'll be just as delighted to receive your requests. And the address, of course, is Dance Band Days, BBC Radio 2, Broadcasting House, London, W1A, 1AA. And if you can make it on a postcard, I'd be very grateful. News headlines next, then I'm back with the Big Band Era. 88 to 91 FM, this is Radio 2 from the BBC.
The news at 8 o'clock, this is Andrea Simmons. The Yorkshire Ripper, Peter Sutcliffe, who was jailed 16 years ago, has been attacked by a fellow patient at Broadmoor Hospital in Berkshire. Sutcliffe is said to be in a serious condition after being stabbed in both eyes. He's being treated at Frimley Park Hospital in Surrey. This report from John McIntyre.
Peter Sutcliffe was attacked this afternoon while on a normal ward at Broadmoor Top Security Hospital, which houses some of Britain's most violent criminals. It's reported that a fellow patient stabbed him in both eyes with a pen. He was taken to Frimley Park's eye unit, where he was treated for serious injuries. All Broadmoor would say is that a patient was assaulted by another patient, that staff reacted quickly, and that a full investigation is underway into the attack. Sutcliffe, who's been attacked before, was jailed for 13 murders at the Old Bailey in 1981. Broadmoor said because of the seriousness of the attack, the police have also been informed.
West Midlands police say it'll take some hours to clear a stretch of the M42 near Alvechurch, which is still strewn with wreckage from this morning's multiple crashes. Three people were killed and more than 60 injured when vehicles on both sides of the motorway careered into each other in thick fog. Part of one of the carriageways will be resurfaced overnight in the hope that the motorway can be reopened for tomorrow morning's rush hour traffic. Representatives of the anti-government protesters in the town of Vlora in southern Albania have had talks with Italian officials on board an Italian navy ship in the Adriatic. It's reported that the rebel leaders have signed a declaration promising to restore order in the town and to encourage civilians to lay down their weapons. Relief workers in eastern Zaire are talking of a new refugee crisis. They say help is needed urgently for tens of thousands of Hutus, most of them from Rwanda. They fled in the face of an advance by Zairean rebels and have now converged on the town of Ubundu. The Royal Academy of Arts has tightened its accountancy procedures after discovering that a former financial secretary stole nearly £400,000. Trevor Clark, who'd worked at the Academy since 1975, has been jailed for 5 years. Joe Paley reports.
The Royal Academy, which promotes art and design, receives no public money and is extremely hard up. Mr. Clark had been swindling it for years, cashing cheques and diverting funds from one account to another. Yet Southwark Crown Court was told he'd been trusted to such an extent that nobody had suspected what he was doing. Mr. Clark had been spending the money on improvements to his home in Hertfordshire, on sending his children to private school, and on buying cars and family holidays. The jury was told he tried to buy his wife's love after she discovered he'd been unfaithful. Mr. Clark also stole money from his parish church, where he was the treasurer. He took £29,000 from the restoration fund.
The prison service has delayed plans to moor a prison ship off the Dorset coast in order to give local councillors a chance to put their objections to the government. They're worried that if the ship is moored in Portland Harbour, the local tourist industry will suffer. BBC News at 8:03. Our next news at 9.
Welcome back to the sounds of the big bands, and one in particular first as my mystery disc. Now, last week's proved to be far too hard. So even if you've never heard this one before, if you listen carefully and think about it, you might be able to make a pretty accurate guess. And in any case, it's a fun record and a good tune. Recognisably, You Are My Sunshine. But whose band was playing it? Ponder a while, if you're not sure, and I'll give you the answer at the end of the programme. Meanwhile, I've got two history discs for you this week, and I'm going to play them back to back. Because Harry James was born 81 years ago this next Saturday, and during this very week in March 1942, he was appearing at Frank Daly's Meadowbrook Ballroom, and his girl singer was Helen Forrest, who'd been with both Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. Now, their record of Skylark reached number 11 in the charts, and they played it on a live broadcast from the ballroom on the 12th of March. So, we listen to that. And then we'll follow it with another of Harry's live broadcast recordings, the popular On the Alamo. But I'll tell you about that afterwards.
If you see them anywhere, won't you?